I'm Brandi Taylor in the Sonic Interview Suite with Tegan and Sarah at Sonic Boom. Welcome, guys.
Thanks so much. We're excited to be here.
The first thing I want to ask you about, because this has seriously been a personal crusade of mine for years, does your mom have VHS somewhere of you guys on Street Sense?
I would say, if I had to guess, that my mother, who is the master recycler and throws everything away, does not have that tape.
Because
she has a lot of stuff, though. I'm going to run that question by her, because I was over at her house a couple nights ago, and we got drunk and went through all these boxes she has of our stuff to look for So Jealous era stuff. And she had VHS of us on JohnoVision. She had VHS of us our first interview on Much Music when we were still in high school. So she's got a lot of stuff.
That'd be pretty rare.
I can remember seeing that episode because it was Kids Inc. Is that what the segment was called? It was like kids who had their own business.
I don't know, but that's
how
amazing.
How old were you guys when you did that?
I mean, when we really started to play music, we were 17. And at the end of our senior year of high school, we won this contest in Calgary. And so that was like basically when things started. So I'd say that any press or anything that sort of started happening, it would be like, you know, sort of spring 1998 on.
So if somebody out there, because it's nowhere on the internet,
oh,
if somebody out there has Tegan and Sarah on Street Sense on VHS, get it on the internet.
We would have been stoked. You know, like we did a bunch of stuff for YTV, Street Sense, and these things were very relevant to us. We were the age of the people pretty much watching those shows and on those shows. And I remember we did a YTV Achievement Awards right out of high school, and we were, you know, we thought that was the big time. Like if you were on Much Music, Street Sense, and the YTV Achievement Awards, I was like, that was it. Mike Bullard, remember? We did Mike Bullard as well. This was it. Like, we were like, wow, there's nowhere else to go. We have to go down to the United States because we've really done it in Canada, which seems really funny to me now. So, yeah.
You guys just mentioned So Jealous era stuff because that was 10-year anniversary just happened, right? Is that weird?
You know, I mean, because we put records out before that, we've gone through the feeling of like, wow, we're really old a few times now with other records who've celebrated their 10th birthday. But, you know, So Jealous was a very important record for us. It was, I think, when we first really found our sound. And I think for Sarah and I, it's the first record we both can look back at and feel proud from start to finish of how it worked out. We had a really big hand in the production, but we also had a team of people and musicians that had worked with us before, so I feel like we all really contributed to making a record that we're proud of and is quite memorable and was our first really like critically acclaimed record. And you know, that was the year where it started to feel like, oh, we probably shouldn't quit, like this actually might be working. So it's more than any other record that has celebrated a 10-year anniversary in our past, this is the one where I feel like it's a benchmark. It's this really important moment that we hit, and it propelled us forward, and it sort of basically contaminated us, because then we were like, oh, we can't do anything else. This is who we are. So I feel like it's an important record.
A lot of artists now we're seeing more and more for those big album anniversaries are doing like special shows where they'll play the album front to back, or a lot of reissues nowadays. Is that anything that you guys are into? Or
I love when bands do that. I remember a couple of years ago, I don't think it was to mark an anniversary, but I remember the Weaker Thens were playing all of their albums on four different nights in New York City. And I remember one of my favorite Weaker Thens records is Left and Leaving. And I was like trying to get tickets to the Left and Leaving show. And I love when bands do that. We've been touring a lot. We've been touring for over 2 years on this record cycle. So for us, like, to go in and learn all of those songs and do something special has seemed slightly daunting. Instead, what we're doing is we're working on this re-release of the album with rarities and B-sides and remixes, and there's going to be a book, demos that we never got released from that time. So while we're on the road, we've sort of been going through the hard drives and the boxes and storage and trying to put something together that will mark the occasion, but I don't think we'll do a show. It's not the right thing to do for this one, so.
Well, and your fans would go nuts for it because they're crazy. One of the things we noticed with this festival is like whenever you guys would tweet and tag us in it, suddenly it was like 100 notifications. And it's like, when are you coming to Portugal? And like,
come to Brazil. That's our most popular Instagram comment.
When are you going to Brazil?
I don't know. I'm so sorry to all the Brazilians. I don't know why we can't get there. Our manager's here. We're going to put him on camera. He can explain it. But I don't know. Yeah, we have a very vocal audience. We have a very passionate audience. To be honest, until this record, it was the thing that kept us going. I mean, we have a very amazing grassroots audience that helps spread the Tegan and Sarah word. So we love our fans. We think that they're really amazing. So.
Well, and there's got to be a new generation now with this more mainstream sound, but also because, you know, the Lego movie, how many little kids do you see in the crowd now that are like, everything is awesome, play everything is awesome?
We have definitely seen a shift in the demographic in the best way possible. You know, it sort of stretches out here now to like younger kids, like you say, that maybe have figured out about our band through a movie or through television or whatever it is. And then also like radio play. We just didn't have a lot of that on our past record. So we're seeing a lot of diversity, and that thrills us. Like I've always been happy with our audience, but there's something as an artist to think that I always think I must be doing something right if a lot of different types of people can be interested in the message or the melody, whatever it is. And I think when we were younger, we were really satisfied with this idea that maybe we were sort of alternative or outside of the mainstream. But as I get older, I sort of see that not only is there a place for us in the mainstream, but maybe it's important that we're in the mainstream. Like we think we offer a really different viewpoint on gender, on sexuality, on politics, on pop music in general. We have 15 years in the industry. I think we're good role models. I mean, I don't think I want to be just underground anymore. Now I'm like, here we are. Like, I'm also like a politician. I'm like, we want to be in the mainstream talking and sharing our feelings. And I don't care how people find us. I'm just glad they're there.
Well, and you're moving later and later in the day in the festival lineup. So
we're almost playing at nighttime now. So we've almost made it. There's too many bugs at night anyway. So we're happy to play in the day. Yeah.
Who wants to do that? Leave that crap to Arctic Monkeys. They can have it, right? Thank you so much for coming to chat with us. It's always, you guys have always been so awesome.
You guys have been wonderful to us. We appreciate the support. It's like one of the things we're proudest of on this record is how many of the early supporters stuck with us, even though the record's really different than what we've done in the past, and that we have managed to accumulate so many new fans that loved, you know, the people that were supporting us in the first place. So it's been a good love-in. It's been a good, nice circle of appreciation. So thank you very much.